Grant and Danny coming on later. They're going to have Jay Gruden at 5 o'clock. Grant got interviews. I saw him in the locker room yesterday. He talked to BSJ, Fedarian Mathis, and Olamide Zaccheaus. So make sure you listen for that stuff later this afternoon. Right now, what I want to do, I got to talk to Luke McCaffrey yesterday. And if you are only driven by pure stats, Luke maybe isn't impressing you that much quite yet. He finished yesterday with 3 catches for 19 yards. 2 of them were really difficult catches that were quite impressive. His blocking, and he was on an increased snap count yesterday probably with Noah Brown out. I haven't tracked the snaps yet, but I will. Luke's impressive, man, and he's an impressive young man. And one thing I loved was during training camp, if you remember, the story was Luke and Jaden were kind of getting to practice really early together. And I think over the course of a season, that kind of changes for receivers and quarterbacks. And I asked Luke a couple weeks ago, I was like, you still getting there with him? He's like, man, he's getting there really early. but just a good dude that obviously comes.
I get there a little later.
Yeah. A dude with an incredible football pedigree. My conversation with Luke McCaffrey from a victorious Commanders locker room.
It's interesting talking with McLaurin there. He said, you know, we left a lot out there. How does it feel to leave a lot out there but also win comfortably?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's a credit to how well our defense played and how well, you know, players made plays when they needed to, right? You know, we saw a lot of man that game, and whenever you see man, you know, it's going to be a little chaotic, but you got to hit the opportunities when they come, and I think we hit a lot of big plays, and that's kind of why our offense was able to thrive, which is cool. But I think, again, we're going to go back and see a lot of plays that we think we can execute at a higher level than what we did today.
You know, good teams win in different ways, and you guys have been so efficient, but today it was more big play driven. Yeah. Was that part of the game plan or just how things unfolded?
I think our offense, Cliff and Jaden, do such a good job of just IDing the defense, seeing matchups, and especially when you get a game of man, you know, that's kind of how the game's going to flow, right? You're usually going to have lower completion percentage, but you're going to have more yards, right? And it seems like, I haven't seen the stat line at all, but it seems like that was probably what happened today.
Historic only 2 incompletion.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's going to happen in man, right? They're going to do what they're paid to do too and play well. But then when the opportunity comes and you got to make a big play, it was so cool to see, you know, Diami do it, Terry do it early in the game. And you know, everybody kind of had their turn, like OZ with his yak yards early in the game.
Too. So, I mean, you didn't hit a home run, but you had a couple doubles out there.
No, for sure. And so when you know, you have everybody winning across the board and it's just a matter of, you know, how you hit it and when it comes when you're getting a defense like that.
You know football so well. It's your family. You played the quarterback position. What do you think of the level Jaden's playing at?
It's as high as you could play, right? I think he's just so poised and seeing the field so well that it was so cool. It's cool to see him, you know, get back to the ground a little bit this game too and fly around there. And I think what's so cool again is this is what week 5, right? Yeah. We're still early and we're still growing. Exactly. And so, you know, as long as we can stay focused on every rep, every moment, and just continue to get better, I think, you know, we got an opportunity to get better and to grow every single week.
Not to turn the page too fast, but Ravens next week in Baltimore. Is that one pretty exciting opportunity?
Yeah. Anytime you play, you know, a rivalry with teams that are that close, it's always going to mean something. And then when you have 2 high-level teams, too, it's going to be a special game. And so I'm excited for that. I haven't watched any film on them yet. But
you just won an OT against the Bengals.
Nice. Yeah, it's a great win. Awesome.
I like Luke a lot, I think.
He's a good dude.
He shed a little light, too, on kind of the zone versus man thing that I think was apparent yesterday. Mm-hmm. And what he said about just their offense with Cliff and with Jaden running it can beat you a lot of different ways, man. And I think as you get through a football season, and what I always say, these are living, breathing organisms that change and grow and morph over the full 17 games. What they're doing in mid-October is not going to be the same thing they're doing in mid-December. Mm-mm. And guys are going to be hurt. Guys are going to be stepping up. There's going to be a whole lot of things will shift.
Probably a little bit more enhanced.
You got to be able to win different ways.
So yesterday, what was it? 6 people caught balls. No, 7 people caught balls. If you have 7, 8, 9 people catching balls every week, it's going to be hard as hell for somebody to plan for you.
Bryson Tremaine caught a ball yesterday.
Yes.
That was from Mariota. Still, let's get back to these phone lines. I told people we would take the calls all the way till 1 o'clock, and I mean it. Damn it. G-Money is in D.C. G-Money, how you doing, bud?
Yeah.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. Thank you for taking my call, baby. It's a new day. We've been waiting for this for so long, and it feels so dang good, and it feels right. That's most important. I've been at every single one of these games for the last 2 years. The pain, the bite D's. I don't know if you guys remember that, but do you remember the D's? When I had Del Rio kicked off of X, everyone got on me. How can you do that? How can you say that? Look at our team now. Look at us now.
Thanks for the call, G-Money.
Yeah.
Fired up.
All right.
Fired up, Landfill.
I remember that bite D's comment.
Artie is in. Yeah, that was something. What a world. Just a dust up, Jeff. Artie is in D.C. Artie, how you feeling about these Commanders?
Listen here, bro. And this is for all your colleagues and all y'all Redskins fans. Y'all got to give 100% props to the front office. Like, no percentage goes to the player. They get paid to do exactly what they do. They love what they do. Y'all did a 360 from what y'all been going through for the past decade or so. I was born in the 90s, and I'm happy to welcome a Cowboys in a rivalry with the Commanders, so-called Redskins. I don't even want y'all to think about the Ravens this week. Y'all getting y'all ass handed to. I'm just letting y'all know that now.
Hold on, Jeff. You called to say Artie was going to be nice, and he tricked you to say he wanted to call and give credit, and then he just said the Ravens are going to kick their ass.
Stop worrying about what we doing.
Listen, I'm from D.C., so I ain't got nothing to do but listen to 106.7 The Fan. I love all you guys.
I got a couple phone numbers for the radio shows in Dallas, though.
Hey, listen, you got that right, and I call them too. I'm just letting y'all know.
Hey, yo, Artie,
you have a job? How do you just listen to so much radio all the time?
I'm letting y'all know about the Cowboys fan in D.C., which is really, you know, what it stands
you know,
for.
No,
it's
Artie.
This is Columbia.
I think D.C. stands for Damn Commanders.
I think, Landfill, the only thing, let's all vote. Jeff, sorry, pal, you don't get to vote on this. Did Artie trick Jeff? I vote yes.
Yes.
Landfill?
Yes.
Okay. Great job, Jeff.
Can I defend myself?
Wants to give the Redskins credit.
Hey, look. The fact that he even called to give us credit, that goes to my point from earlier. Dude, we even got our rivals calling in to tell us how good our team is. You know what I interpreted from that call? Y'all front office, it looks good right now, and I'm scared that the Commanders are coming to the Dallas Cowboys and playing them this year.
I think there's some of that.
The players don't get any money, no any credit, because they get paid to do what they're doing. The front office get paid too, dog. So they should have been doing what they were doing all this time.
Mike is in Fairfax. Mikey, talk to me.
JT, what's up, man? It's Radio. I don't know why you put me in there. It's Mike.
Radio, what's up, dude? He wrote Mike. Not much, I didn't know. Man.
Yeah, Jeff, we're going to have a conversation off air. That's okay. Listen, man. It's hard to not get emotional, like, as a fan when you've seen kind of what we do because it's been so long. But, you know, I want to just be real. Dan Quinn deserves so much of this pie, and it's not even really because they're winning games. If you look at some of these videos coming out in the locker room, and yes, they're winning games, so it's easy to be excited. It's easy to try to buy into that. Go watch the video again of this week that was released of Luvu's game ball, and look at Jonathan Allen's face, man. Like, he looked like, man, he ain't been like this in 7 years since he's been in Bama. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dan Quinn came in here to fix a culture, and he did it in the regular season in 5 weeks that we couldn't do in 4 years. So it's a really good position that we're in, but the defense has really changed the entire landscape of what our season could be just doing what they've done the last 2 weeks. So you get some of these damn fans coming at you, like, I mean, whatever that dude's name was, I mean, he on that good stuff. But, like, when you have the Ravens giving up 35 points to the Bengals, there is no reason why we can't go in there to Baltimore and play well, especially the Raiders beating them in week two. So, man, it's a really fun time for us, man. I cried the last 3 weeks, man. I ain't no cap. I cried 3 straight weeks in happiness. So I'm just happy for Dan Quinn, and I'm really excited for what he's done for us, man.
Thank you, Radio. Good call right there, man.